Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, March 23rd. Today on Forbes, exclusive. Meet Russia's Cambridge Analytica, run by a former KGB agent turned YouTube influencer. To hear Andrei Masilovich tell it, the 62-year-old former KGB agent turned YouTube influencer is a master of the dark arts of web surveillance who claims to have worked with everyone from the Vietnamese government to Vladimir Putin's spy agencies. To others, he's a scoundrel or snake oil salesman, a bullshit artist. Some of his claims can be verified, others not so much. But one thing is certain. Masilovich has been flagged as an enemy of the state in the U.S. and a target of Meta's spy hunters, who say his web crawling and surveillance product, Avalanche, has been used to monitor environmental activists, journalists, and NGOs. In sanctioning Masilovich in February, the U.S. Treasury claimed he'd helped the Kremlin, quote, attack democracy in the United States, Ukraine, and around the world, adding that it would, quote, take action to ensure that those who seek to export the Russian government's brand of authoritarianism cannot do so with impunity. Masilovich doesn't seem to care. With a book to sell and a growing audience of 95,000 subscribers for his YouTube channel, Cyberdead, which translates to Cyber Grandpa in Russian, he told Forbes he was happy for the publicity. The day after the Treasury sanctions, he said, quote, I awoke that morning and found myself famous. Therein lies the paradox of Masilovich. He appears legit, but he's hard to take seriously. A Shakespearean jester with KGB connections. According to interviews with former employees, web forensics, Avalanche presentations, and conversations with Masilovich himself, he seems an archetypal modern-day surveillance mercenary catering to repressive regimes and Russian energy companies run by sanctioned billionaires. One former Masilovich associate from the 1990s described him as, quote, a very talented rogue. Internationally renowned security technologist Bruce Schneier took a dimmer view of Masilovich and his ilk. He told Forbes, quote, I'm sure lots of data brokers have these magic influencing technologies. My guess is it's almost all marketing bullshit. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't sanction them. In response to his skeptics, Masilovich said that, quote, to conquer and capture new markets in the era of digital colonization, one must be a scientist, an investigator, an adventurer, and even a pirate, but one cannot be a fraudster. Many people don't understand this, which is why many big data firms are bullshitters. Whether he's for real, a troll, or somewhere in between, Masilovich pitches his software and services somewhere between Palantir, the $20 billion Peter Thiel-backed juggernaut contracted by various American defense and intelligence agencies, and Cambridge Analytica, the now-defunct British online manipulation specialist that exploited Facebook data to help its government customers, Donald Trump included. Avalanche scrapes public information from across the web and uses bots to access private groups, gathering data from social networks like Facebook and TikTok and sites specific to whatever community a customer wants to target, like niche forums and databases like contract records. The app can then make connections between individuals and groups and track their activity, alerting the client when some kind of risk is manifesting, like a protest or an insider sharing secrets with a rival or a reporter. Company analysts then suggest actions the client can take to extinguish the threat. For full coverage, check out Thomas Brewster's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.